Life Audio.
Teach Us to Pray is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
I've shared it multiple times on the podcast, and today I want to take an entire episode to talk about how God has made us beautifully different, even in the way that we pray. In today's show, we're going to talk about the three different prayer personality types so you can discover your type and learn how you can most clearly hear from God and to overcome any obstacles in your communication with Him in prayer.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Welcome back, friend. You are listening to the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we teach believers practical and real life tips on how to grow your faith and relationship with God through the power of prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast and founder of Beloved Women, where I encourage, equip, and empower women in the love of Jesus Christ and the truth of God's word. Welcome back to another episode. I missed you all last week. I was out traveling. I had a business conference that I was going to, learning different strategies and tactics on how we can continue to better our ministry to help and serve you. And it was a wonderful trip. The conference was actually in Austin, Texas. So it was a win-win for me because I also got to see my father who lives there and have dinner with him and just spend some good quality one-on-one time with him. Normally, when I see my father, my kids are with me and he's so excited to see his grandkids. So it's very rare that we get just some one-on-one time. So it was really special for me. And just with all the travel and the time that the conference took up, I was unable to get a podcast episode out that week. But I am so glad to be back with you. I'm kind of in a transition season right now, as probably many of you are. School is out and summer break has officially started. And it's always kind of that nervous feeling that I have when I'm transitioning between seasons. And that's kind of how I'm feeling today, because today is actually the first official day of spring break. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited to create some more memories with my kids and my family this summer, but it's going to be a different change of pace. And so I'm adjusting to that as far as work and creating content and things like that. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. One thing the Lord has really just been placing it on my heart to do most recently is to be present where I am. And I want to encourage you to do the same thing. Whatever season that you find yourself, be present there. It's so easy to look back and say, oh, I wish things were the way they used to be, or oh, they were so good then, and kind of feel sad. But it's also easy to look forward and be like, oh, I wish things were this way and I can't wait till they get this way, or worse, you know, with anxiety. Oh, what if things change and it goes bad, you know? And so a lot of our mental struggles can be resolved by just being right where we are, just being in the season where we are, and just embracing that season with contentment and thankfulness for the good that's in that season, and trusting God for the challenges that are in that season as well. So in all seasons, you all know we should be prayerful. And I've shared it so many times on this podcast, but there isn't just one way to pray. I actually have a two-part series on the podcast. You can check it out if you go to lifeaudio.com and find my podcast, Teach Us to Pray. You will find an episode called The 8 Types of Prayer. And so I think a lot of people struggle when it comes to prayer because they feel like there's just this one right way to do it. And that is so not true. The Bible actually speaks about praying in all types of prayers. And so I break down 8 types of prayers that you can pray in those 2 episodes. I'll put it in the show notes for this episode so that you can check that out as well. But not only are there different types of prayer, there are different prayer personalities when it comes to ourselves and how we best hear from God and communicate with Him in prayer. And so I have come up with 3 prayer personality types. This is in no way an exhaustive list. You might have some ideas of some other types that I may have missed, but I want to share with you the 3 prayer personality types that you could potentially be. And you don't have to be just one. You could be more than one. But if you really want to get an assessment of your personality to learn which type you're most like, you can go to prayquiz.com and take my prayer personality quiz. But I want to, and it'll tell you what prayer personality you are. But for this episode, I really want to take some time and go over all 3 of them so you can get a comprehensive understanding of all of the prayer personality types. And so the first prayer personality type is the spiritual prayer personality type. And this is someone that's very sensitive to the Holy Spirit and most likely will hear from God during their quiet time or during their prayer time with Him. So signs that you might have a spiritual prayer personality is that you will hear from Him during quiet times of prayer. You will frequently be moved by the Holy Spirit. Walking with the Spirit and being in step with the Spirit comes very naturally to you. You may experience God through miracles or conviction in your heart, conviction of the Holy Spirit. You're very sensitive to that. And so, you know, the Apostle Paul in Ephesians talks about the blessings that we have in heavenly places. He talks about spiritual warfare. And in it, and he says that, you know, our battle's not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces. And so in the book of Ephesians, the Apostle Paul presents this idea to believers that, listen, what we see here on earth in the physical, there's more than that. There is this spiritual realm that we actually have the ability to tap into because God's Spirit dwells in us. And we actually are spiritual beings. We're both physical and spiritual beings. And so someone with a spiritual personality type will find it natural to be able to tap into that spiritual realm, to be able to sense things, hear things, see things in the Spirit. And so for this type of person, it's probably relatively easy for you to hear from God. But what that also means is that because you're tapped into that spiritual realm, you can also hear from Satan as well. And so someone that has a spiritual personality type, it's going to be really important for them to use discernment when receiving messages in the Spirit and to keep up the practice of making uninterrupted time with God. Because remember, this person hears God most during quiet prayer time. But the good news is that the more time that you spend with God, the more you will be able to discern His voice from all the others. The second type of prayer personality is the empathetic prayer personality. And this is someone that is easily moved by their emotions to hear from God. God can easily move your heart and sway your desires to where He wants you to go. You probably can easily discern what God wants you to do, and you feel it in your heart. Signs that you have an empathetic prayer personality is that you are a feeler. You feel all the feelings. And while some people think this is a bad thing. It's really not. Like, feelings in and of themselves are not bad. And actually, God will use your feelings to speak to you if you're operating in the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Now, of course, we can get in over our heads and we can allow our feelings to control our lives. That is exactly what we do not want to do. We want God to be able to tap into our desires, tap into our heart, tap into our feelings to be able to move us and speak to us in the way that he desires so that we can actually hear from him. And so this prayer personality will most likely hear from God as they're studying the word. As they're studying the word, they might just feel God move in their heart at a particular word or particular verse. Again, your feelings and your emotions can be heightened at particular times to be able to hear from God. Confirmation is a big way that an empathetic prayer personality will hear from God, and dreams. This type of prayer personality can sometimes most likely hear from God through dreams that they have. And I want you to go ahead and subscribe to the podcast because I have a plan to do an entire episode on how to hear God through your dreams and to know, is God really speaking to me through this dream or did I just eat too many tacos the night before? So stay tuned for that. But if you have an empathetic prayer personality, it is going to be so important for you to stay in God's word to ensure that your emotions are being directed by him and that your emotions aren't directing your life, but they are just indicators to how God is speaking to you and directing your footsteps.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The next prayer personality type is the natural prayer personality. And this person has the unique ability to learn from the past and current circumstances in their life to know which direction God is leading them. And so this prayer personality will most likely hear from God through actual experiences that they've had, like I said, again, in the past or current circumstances in their relationships and communication with other people. I also call this one the physical prayer personality because they really are hearing from God in the physical. So this person will also really be moved and hear from God and sense his presence greatly when they are in nature, when they're out in creation. And so if you're one of those people that when you are just outside or you're at the beach and your feet are in the sand, it just heightens your senses to be able to just sense God's presence and hear from him. You could very well have a natural prayer personality type. And that is completely okay. A lot of people feel like prayer is spiritual and I'm only going to hear from God in this spiritual encounter. And that's just not true. Like I said, God speaks to us in multiple ways. He speaks to us through other people. He speaks to us through our circumstances. He speaks to us through dreams, through his word. And not only that, how we hear from him is greatly impacted based on our individual personalities. And because God knows that, he's not going to speak to everybody the same way. He wants to get his message through to you. One, that he loves you, and two, that he saved your soul. And so he's not going to rely on one way to speak to everybody, because he knows that he made everybody different. So there are multiple ways that he speaks to us, and there are multiple ways that we hear from him based on our personality types. And so if you have a natural prayer personality type, my encouragement to you is to continue the practice of making time to get outside and spend time with God in nature. And I hope that today's episode really encouraged you. Again, want to encourage you to take my prayer personality quiz at prayquiz.com to learn if you are most likely a spiritual, empathetic, or natural prayer personality type. When you take that quiz and submit the results, you'll receive feedback from me on how you can really hear from God more based on that prayer personality type, and just some more resources for you to tap into the power of prayer. So again, you can take that quiz at prayquiz.com. It is my hope that today's episode has provided you with insight and helpful tips on how you can pray. As a gift to you, be sure to download my free 5-day prayer guide. And again, take my prayer personality quiz to learn how you best hear and connect with God. You may find all links in today's show notes. We have so much more to talk about when it comes to prayer, so I hope that if you were encouraged by today's episode, you will share it with a friend and subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we will continue to learn how, just like breathing, prayer can become a natural, consistent, and life-giving part of our everyday lives. Until then, be sure to connect with me at belovedwomen.org, where we are currently in a Bible study series called Crazy, or called, where we are learning how we can discover and confidently answer God's call and purpose on our lives. So again, if you visit belovedwomen.org, you can join that free online Bible studies, and you can join me in the Beloved Women app at belovedwomen.tv. The Bible study is there as well. Thank you so much for taking time to listen today. God bless you, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.
Teach Us to Pray is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed? Maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.